Detailing a list of horrific crimes described by survivors, the UN High Commissioner told the Human Rights Council that the attacks had been going for years. While northern Nigeria had suffered terribly at the hands of Boko Haram, so too had neighboring Niger, Chad, and Cameroon.
They include massacres, the burning down of entire villages, attacks on protected sites such as places of worship and schools, and the slaughter of people taking refuge in such sites, torture, cruel and degrading treatment following sentences in so-called courts, abduction on a massive scale, including of children, forced displacement, child recruitment, and extremely severe and widespread violations of the rights of women and girls, including sexual slavery, sexual violence, forced so-called marriages, and forced pregnancy in violation of human rights and international humanitarian law principles.
The rights chief spoke of how men and boys had been grouped together and butchered before women and girls were abducted. These victims were sexually abused, raped, and forced into marriage, Zaid Rad Al-Hussein said, and some had become pregnant against their will. Noting that abortion is not permitted in Nigeria except on strict medical grounds, the High Commissioner called for the country to make a special case for the young girls who'd escaped from their captors.
Many formerly captive women and young girls are pregnant, some by their rapists, and several reportedly wish to terminate these unwanted pregnancies. I strongly urge the most compassionate possible interpretation of the current regulations in Nigeria to include the risk of suicide and risks to mental health for women and young girls who have suffered such appalling cruelty.
The UN rights chief criticized Nigeria's tough security measures, which include closing borders and limiting the movement of people, saying it only served to push people to the extremists. And Cameroon was also in the human rights spotlight, facing a call to release alleged child soldiers who'd fought for Boko Haram and which it had placed in detention in near-starvation conditions. Nigeria's ambassador, Dr. Martin Ohumoibi, meanwhile said that Boko Haram's pledge of allegiance to ISIS was a wake-up call and that his country had been forced to declare a state of emergency in three northern states to combat the threat. A full report on Boko Haram's activities is due before the UN Rights Forum in September. Deanne Penn, United Nations.